Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having a new friend on the show. Someone that you know him very well. You are familiar with this man, his service to our country, his service to New York City, his service to the world, in fact, in his career has been well documented. He's arguably one of, if not the most decorated law enforcement officer that I've ever seen. If I just read his resume to you, you'd enjoy it if we didn't even do the show. But as you know, Bernard Carrick was the 40th police commissioner of New York City. He was the police commissioner when we were attacked during September the 11th, 2001. And he's been in the news in a number of different ways since then. He's also become an author. And that's one of the reasons he's here today. And I'm very excited about having him become joining us as a member of our Brain Trust. Bernard Carrick, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your success. You've been up, you've been down. I've been up, I've been down. I kind of know how that is. But also, as a father of a law enforcement officer, I appreciate your service. You've got a new book out called The Grave Above the Grave. This is a departure from the other books you've written. Why did you decide to write the book about this? This is a fictional book, but what caused you to write this book now?
Well, you know what, Jim? I've written two other books. Both of them were bios, one following the other different parts of my life. And about a year and a half ago, Chris Ruddy, the chairman and founder of Newsmax Media, we were having dinner one night, and he said, look, with all these stories and things that you have in your mind, you know, you've worked for the King of Jordan, you've worked for the King of Saudi Arabia, you were there on 9/11, all this stuff rambling around in your head, you should do a novel. And I thought, you know, I said, you know, okay, a novel can't be that bad. You blast it out. You make up a couple characters. You put together a couple fictional ideas. And you put it down on paper, and you're good to go. You know, I only read two or three authors, Brad Thor being one of them. I love his books. I said, okay, I'll do this. And I start writing the novel. And about a third into it, I'm so irritated because it's not like writing a bio. You know, when you write a novel, you're making up characters.
Right.
You're making up physical descriptions. You're making up
You got to connect dots over a lot of pages, don't you?
Over a lot of pages, but, you know, you're halfway through the book. You want to reflect on somebody you've written about, and you're like, what was that damn guy's name, and what did he look like, and where would he work, and, you know, so it's hard to keep track of, but this book,
tell us what the book's about, The Grave Above the Grave.
The book is about a fictional New York City police commissioner, imagine, in New York City, who winds up involved in an investigation of the murder of two of his cops, one of which was his nephew. And it's a terrorism-related investigation. Mm-hmm. So it takes him back into September 11th. It takes him into the different arenas of counterterrorism. A lot of what the police are involved in doing today.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on this hunt for the people responsible for the murder of these two cops. And the book came out quite well.
It's just out now. It sounds like a movie waiting to happen, Bernard.
Well, you know what? We're already, we've been approached by some people out of Hollywood talking about it. So we'll see.
So I got a little less than a minute before we go to a quick break. What was the most important thing you learned while you were dealing with 9/11?
I think most importantly, don't take life for granted. You know, there are 2,900 people, close to 3,000 people that went to work that day and never came home. You know, and I got to see that close up and personal in a huge, huge way. You know, and so I think that's one of the things that stuck with me the most, you know, through all the death and destruction and devastation and the aftermath.
Yeah, that's good advice. Don't take it for granted, folks. You're not going to get out of this alive. And I bet you've told a lot more people you love them since then, too, haven't you?
Absolutely. Start the next morning.
Yeah,
start
exactly.
The next morning.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to ask Bernard Carrick what he thinks about what is our top law enforcement agencies, the FBI and the Justice Department, what do they have to do to restore their reputation? After the break, 22. I'm Jim Blyson, Gabe. Stay with me.
Say what you see, fit, and don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.